Welcome back to Through the Word, where today we'll be in Deuteronomy chapter 1. Do you have any tasks that seem to take you forever, when other people are flying past you? Maybe you're always the last one to finish during a test in class, or you chew your food when others wolf it down, leaving you alone at the table to finish your sack lunch all by your lonesome. We call that being left in the dust, and that's exactly where Moses and the Israelites found themselves in Deuteronomy chapter 1. Verse 1 sets the scene, telling us it was east of the Jordan before they'd crossed over into the Promised Land. But the verse tells us these are the words Moses spoke to all of Israel in the wilderness east of the Jordan. And verse 2 tells us, and it only takes 11 days to go from Horeb to Kadesh Barnea by the Mount Seir road. Only problem is, an 11-day journey for them took 40 years. In case you think that's just rubbing it in for a group of slowpokes, verse 4 tells us the reason: God. In verse 6, Moses says the words they longed to hear for 39 years and something: you have stayed long enough at this mountain. You think? Well, Moses tells them, it's time to go. Pack up. Let's move on. And in verse 5, it says Moses began to expound this law. Wait, how are those two things connected? I thought Moses was saying, it's time to go. But the answer is that God didn't allow them to enter the land because of their disobedience and reluctance to trust God's promises. Therefore, Moses says, hey, before your next test, we need to review. Moses wants to be sure as he kicks off the first of his three sermons that make up the book of Deuteronomy that they understand their behavior in the past has led to where they currently find themselves in the present. The reason is he wants them to behave differently in the future so they don't end up being kept out of the land again. Throughout Deuteronomy, living in the land is presented as a reward for trusting and following God. So far, the track record of their fathers and grandfathers hasn't been so good. So Moses walks them down memory lane, starting with verses 9 through 18, where he recounts the time when he felt the pressing need to appoint leaders over them. Moses did that, and they grew numerous and thrived as a people. All was going swimmingly until verse 19, when Moses brings up something they didn't really want to talk about. Every family has these moments. You do too. The thing you're not supposed to really talk about in polite company or at family gatherings. And Moses is going to keep bringing it up and rubbing the salt in the wound over and over until they get it. He's going to get them into a spiritual headlock, boxed in at the Jordan, and give them repeated verbal noogies until they cry, "Uncle, we surrender," and promise not to go into their big brother's room anymore. Maybe that's my autobiography, and not theirs. But Moses is going to get them to surrender and submit to God by repeatedly hammering the point home in Deuteronomy. In verse 32, Moses gets right to the point. In spite of his word, you did not believe the Lord your God. The key here was trust. That's what any relationship is built upon, whether between God or people. Only when we talk about it with God, we call it faith, which is just another word for trust. The people of Israel didn't enter the land all those years ago because they failed to trust God, which means they failed to obey Him. The life of faith depends on God and His Word despite circumstances, appearances, or reservations. We can be tempted to smirk at the Israelites like Bugs Bunny did at Elmer Fudd for being such a sheer goof, for their lunacy and not trusting an all-powerful God, jerking our thumb over at them over our shoulder saying, "What a nut, what a moron, what a maroon." But hang on there, Bugs. Don't be too hard on them. Isn't that same lack of trust the exact story that plays out in our lives every day? Aren't we often slow to believe and trust in what God has said in our day-to-day? The fact is, we need Moses' sermon in Deuteronomy as much as they did. Moses recounts that disappointing and fateful day when God was angry with their lack of trust after repeatedly showing him that he'd lead them, provide for them, fight for them, and be there for them. And in verse 31, Moses says, "There you saw how the Lord carried you as a father carries his son all the way until you reach this place." Now as they were about to enter, they sent the 12 spies, one from each tribe, across the Jordan. But when they had returned on that fateful day, 10 of them said that God couldn't do any of the things he promised because the people on the other side of the river were too tough. In other words, tougher than God's power to deliver them. After all he'd shown them, God was angry. He'd had enough and decided to ditch that generation in the sand, causing them to wander around for 40 years until they died off. It was a tragic day. Verse 35 tells us what God's response was to them. "No one from this evil generation shall see the good land I swore to give your ancestors." He makes two exceptions in verses 36 through 38. Caleb and Joshua, the two spies who stood against the ten and said, "Hey, God can totally do this." Well, those two, they can enter. And the younger generation who are there, now grown up, standing before Moses right now, they are also allowed to enter because, as God says, quote, "they do not know the good from the bad," or they didn't know any better. So they would get a hall pass. So there Moses is standing in front of those children, now grown up, telling them, "You guys get a second chance, a do-over. Don't screw it up." The rest of the book is going to carry the same theme over and over. Moses acting as the part of the big brother, giving us that spiritual noogie, even sometimes resorting to a wedgie, pulling harder and harder and harder until we finally get it, cry uncle, and surrender to God. Read Deuteronomy chapter 1 today, and as you do, remind yourself that you're no different from anyone else and certainly not any better than they were.
Join us next time as we continue the journey, one chapter at a time. And remember, faith comes by hearing, and hearing through the Word.